One of the many things I've learned to accept, by the help of the Lord, is that it really is okay to stand and to stand alone. It's not always easy or the popular thing to do, I agree. It's just a fact of everyday living. And from time to time, you too will find it necessary to stand for something. Whether it be a political issue that you hold a very strong opinion about, it may be for your own personal style and independence. But eventually, it will be for your faith and what you believe in. That is, telling the truth and doing the right thing, in spite of the consequences. As it was with the Apostle Paul, in chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, verses 14 through 18, Paul had a situation where Alexander the coppersmith had done a lot of evil to undermine his influence, support, and ministry, to the point that nobody would stand with him. Everyone that Paul had labored with and sacrificed for had just simply abandoned him because of the actions of somebody else. However, since there is no counsel against the Lord stood with him, the Lord strengthened him, and the Lord delivered him, in spite of no one else being there. And it was by the Spirit of the Lord that Paul holds no resentment. Instead, Paul prays that God would forgive them, for all it did was just confirm his authority in Christ and to further establish him in the Word of God. All it did was make the bond greater, stronger, and more powerful with God. Paul didn't lose a thing. What was meant for evil, God turned it to Paul for good. After all, Alexander wasn't fighting Paul. He was actually fighting against God, as it was with everyone else who tried to stop the message of the gospel. It's written in Acts chapter 5, verse 39, "If it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you be found even to fight against God." So when you find yourself going through a trying situation, and your stand and your beliefs are greatly challenged and or questioned, it's written in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 and 14 on just how to handle it. "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." If no one is there to stand with you or for you, whether out of fear, lack of faith, or because of the evil done by others, the Lord will stand with you, the Lord will strengthen you, and the Lord will deliver you. And as the Lord continued delivering Paul from every evil work thereafter, he'll do the same for you, for he's done the same for me. Which is why I can truly say that when you're standing in accordance with God's word, going through or standing alone is nothing to be ashamed of. As a matter of fact, it's one of the best reasons to rejoice. For it's a time to build a stronger, more powerful bond of trust, love, and assurance in Him. Because rest assured, it's not going to be a one-time thing. It will be something you'll have to learn to endure all the days of your life. And you won't always know when that time will be. But then again, that's what makes the Lord's deliverance so great, so awesome, so remarkable in your life. Because when He stands with you, all the host of heaven is standing with you too. And everybody, including you, will know it. For as David wrote in Psalms chapter 55, verse 18, "He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me."